Hello, 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 everyone. My name is Wilda.
And my name is Charlene.
And this is Let's Talk and Inspire. Oh, yeah. Charlene, we made it to another week. Another start of the week, yo.
Thank God.
Isn't it amazing?
It's amazing. It's a blessing and it's wonderful.
Amen. For all of you that are tuning in today with us, I was about to say something else, but I'm glad I caught myself.
Thank God.
We want to talk about the fact that, you know, in the United States and certain parts of the world, you know, society is coming open through phases like phase one, phase two, phase three. You know, and the governments and the CDC, you know, they have so many guidelines and so many rules out. And we want to ask all of you, you know, who are listening to us today, are you ready? Are you ready to go out? Are you ready to follow these guidelines? Are you ready for this new normality? You know, this is change. Like, are you ready for change? Or are you part of the group of, you know, individuals that just want to be home? You know, they'll keep ordering online. They'll keep having everything delivered to their homes because they don't want to be out. They don't want to put themselves in any situations, or, you know, they're just not okay with the fact that certain cities and states and countries are reopening again for the first time. So, you know, we want to know your input, but we're also going to give you guys our input as well. So take it away, Charlene.
Yeah, so basically, I've actually been doing, taking advantage, I guess you can say, of what's being open with regard to services for maintenance of myself. I did get, like, my car looked at and my oil change and all that tune-up beautiful part. And I have been taking advantage of it, obviously staying cautious, you know, staying respectable to those who are around me and myself and those who I live with regard to keeping the guideline and making sure that I wear my mask and wash my hands and have hand sanitizer. But for me, it's all about making sure that whatever establishment I'm in, I feel safe in. You know, making sure that they follow the guidelines so that I can feel like, okay, they're not just doing this for me, they're doing this for themselves and everyone that comes before and after me. So it's basically just making sure that you're staying safe, they're staying safe, and that to me is key. I've kind of found comfort in the establishments that are taking that extra step to make sure that everybody is taken care of and that everybody is safe.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
When it comes to me and, you know, my view on it, I believe that this is here to stay for a very long time. I mean, I think that in certain parts of, you know, places, you know, South Florida or Caribbean or anywhere that is very hot in the summer, I believe that it will fade out only because it's known that, you know, the virus multiplies more in cold weather as opposed to a hot weather environment. So for me, I feel that we're going to be back at this again come September, October. So my mindset behind it is, if this is the new normality, like, let's take advantage and go out now and learn, you know, learn the guidelines, learn what's right, learn what's wrong, and be those type of, you know, consumers and individuals that are doing the right thing, that we are being precautious, that we are wearing our gloves, that we're wearing our mask, that, you know, we're practicing social distancing, that we're actually and truly, like, doing the right thing. And in the event that we see someone that's not doing the right thing, then it's definitely, you know, to be able to tell the person, you know, and educate them, you know. And also, one important thing that I've been reading on in the CDC is that they've held conferences where they stated that people need to let them know when guidelines are not being followed. And they talk about companies that aren't following the CDC. They're not sanitizing. They're not doing social distancing. So you have to ask yourself, do I really want to be part of those companies that, if they can't even follow those basic procedures right now, how are they going to take care of me? You know, so it's also you learning on where you're going to go, where you're not going to go, and starting it and doing it now. I'm not part of team stay home, only because I don't want to know what I can know now in October when this comes again, because there's no cure right now. So we need to be precautious. We need to take the steps. And it's not that I'm saying that there's anything wrong with being the people that stay home. Absolutely not. It's not like, oh, Wilda told me from Let's Fucking Inspire that I got to be out in the streets. No. But should you educate yourself and know the do's and don'ts of this new normality? Absolutely. And I would do it sooner rather than later so that you guys, you know, be aware. It's crazy. It is the new norm. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, when we were on live on our IG, they stated that they can't walk in fear for forever. You know, so things have to be done. And if in these consumers places that you're going to, whether it's stores, whether it's restaurants, whether it's, you know, hair places, nail places, barber shops, wherever it is that you're going, and you see that they're not following these guidelines, you know, call them out. And you know, let them know. Or you now know that you will never be able to go back to them and do business because they're not people or individuals that are following the CDC.
Right. No, and you want to make sure that everybody, you know, is as safe as possible. You know what I mean? Like, if you, it's like being a good Samaritan. Like, if you see that someone's not doing their part, especially with regard to health and other people's health, then, like I will decide, you know, it's to be mentioned.
Right.
And I think that that's where we need to make sure that we are being good Samaritans and that we are also making sure that, you know, we are doing our part, keeping ourselves safe and making sure that the establishments are doing their part as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's very important because it's something that we're going to come up against as soon as we continue to open. And it's things that at the end of the day, we can't change it. It's like you have to go with the flow. You know, but go with the flow cautiously and make sure that you're respectful to yourself and to others. I can't stress enough on how, you know, don't indulge too much on the media. You know, sometimes the media overpowers the information. They spin it, you know, to their advantage. And a lot of the things, like, please don't believe when people are saying, yeah, you know, they opened up a coffee shop and everybody was there yesterday. And then the next day they found out that two people tested positive and now everybody has COVID. Guys, like, these tests take time. The information to come back to say if it's positive or negative takes time. You can't know in a day unless you're like either super VIP or you're part of the White House or, you know, like paid boho money as a celebrity to get a test within hours results, you know? So we're regular consumers. And we're not going to be able to get test information in like hours. So please don't believe the hype. Please don't be too much in tune to it. I mean, a lot of it is prayer is key. And I know that together we'll all get through this. And we just have to be, you know, we just have to have caution. We have to have caution and we need to follow guidelines. So whether you want to stay home or whether you want to venture out, you know, take the time to do it safely. Take the time to do it healthy. Don't put your family members in jeopardy. You know, continue to practice the social distancing. Continue to practice, you know, wearing your mask. Be creative. If you know how to sew, make your own mask at home. Make fun stuff, you know, where that is going to be the new norm, you know. And that's how it's going to go now. And we just have to be ready for it.
Right. And just making sure you're doing your part. You can't control everybody else around you, but you can control what you do and how you take care of yourself to the best of your ability anyways. So that's probably the best advice, just to continue to do well and do your part.
Absolutely. And that's what we all have for you guys today. We thank you so much. Please tell your friends to tell their friends to follow us. You are able to listen to our podcast on the Apple platform, Spotify, the Google platform, also here on Anchor. We really appreciate all of you that tune in and share them. Share our podcast with everyone and let's raise awareness, you know. Let's see, are you team ready? Let us know if you follow us on IG on Let's Talk and Inspire. Let us know if you're team ready or you're team, nah, I'm just gonna stay home. But yeah, hope you all have a super awesome and amazing week. And we will chat with you guys next week again. Bye, everyone.
Bye.